USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Despite providing health reports on President Joe Biden's COVID-19 recovery, physician to the president, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, hasn't spoken to reporters about the president's diagnosis. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ajish Jha dismisses concerns neither Dr. O'Connor nor the president want the physician to speak.
Dr. O'Connor has not at any point said he doesn't want to come. The president has not at any point said he does not want Dr. O'Connor to come.
President Biden says he hopes to return to in-person work by the end of the week. Frank James, a man accused of carrying out a mass shooting on a subway in Brooklyn, is finding out when he will stand trial. A judge tentatively setting James' trial for February 27th. James has pleaded not guilty to federal terrorism charges, but could face life in prison if convicted. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Vice President Kamala Harris spent part of her Monday in Indianapolis, where multiple bills are up regarding abortion that have been proposed by Republican lawmakers.
This legislation is not intended to end abortion in the state of Indiana. It's intended to facilitate abortions in Indiana based upon polling results and in complete disregard to voters who helped establish these Republican supermajorities.
Indiana Right to Life President Mike Fichter, that audio courtesy of CNN. Much has been made about the surge in illegal immigration, but Republican leaders say that's only the tip of the iceberg. House Republican Chief Deputy Whip Drew Ferguson says the number of illegal immigrants who are able to get away from the Border Patrol is astounding.
There are over 500,000 getaways that we don't know who they are.
The Georgia congressman, part of a group of Republican lawmakers visiting the border. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Treasury Secretary claims that even if there's a second consecutive quarter of negative growth, the economy isn't in a recession. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the American people know prices are high and they're paying more.
Well, what they're trying to do is tell the people in this country not to believe what they're experiencing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Job creation remains high and unemployment is still low. Figures that the administration points to that a recession is not inevitable. The man accused of assaulting New York Congressman and Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin during a campaign event was initially held for 6 hours before being released under New York's cashless bail laws. Congressman Zeldin explains why he wants to change cashless bail laws.
It's a shame that New York's cashless bail law means that this person can attempt to stab anyone, let alone a member of Congress at a campaign event running for governor, and be released within hours.
Zeldin was not harmed in the incident. The suspect was later arrested on federal charges because Zeldin is a federal government official. Pope Francis began Monday his week-long visit to Canada. He'll formally apologize for the Catholic Church's role in running residential schools that led to the abuse of many indigenous children. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.